Coordinator of the National Family Planning Program in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Alita Scott, told NBC News that contrary to what some may believe, family planning is not just the taking of pills, but is more specifically the actual planning of one's family.
It entails the with who, when and how much children one would like to have. The family planning program is geared towards assisting persons in doing so. We offer the following methods: hormonal, which includes the pills and injections, the IUCD, which does not include any hormone, and this can be inserted at some clinics by our trained nurses. We also offer condoms, both male and female, and these can be obtained at all health centers, various shops and bars throughout the country. There is also the tubal ligation, which is a permanent method of family planning. These methods that I mentioned are offered free of charge to the public.
Ms. Scott says the family planning unit will, like Vincentians, during this Valentine period and going forward, to ensure to practice safe sex.
This can only be achieved by using a condom every time there is sexual activity, no matter the route. This will help to prevent STIs and unwanted pregnancy. We are also advising for those persons who cannot use the condoms and do not want to get pregnant to use the other family planning methods that are available, thus preventing pregnancy. Things such as excessive alcohol consumption, smoking, using drugs can put you at risk for contracting HIV, STIs, and unwanted pregnancy. We are advising that persons use these things with moderation.
Moreover, the Family Planning Program Coordinator used the opportunity to offer some special advice to adolescents here.
And advising you to actually avoid dark and lonely areas, also areas with loud and dicey music, as these can also distort good sense of reasoning. We are aware that around this time, there are so many conditions around that can impact one's life. Once you become pregnant, such as HIV and other STIs, just to mention a few. If you are sexually active and do not want to get pregnant, please visit the health facility nearest you and seek advice from your health provider. Your health provider will provide you with information to help you make informed choices. And you see, for this season, we would like you to think safe, act safe, and be safe.
That was coordinator of the National Family Planning Program in the Ministry of Health, Wellness and the Environment, Alita Scott. And I am Jamisha Wright with today's special report.